Hello. We're looking at cards for March 7th and 8th, 2022, and they are all in reverse. Seven of Wands, the Four of Swords again, and the Three of Coins. Agreements and disagreements. Today we have another dead soldier in the center, and we're tired of the battle, if not entirely overwhelmed. Today I'm using the Polish Polski Tarot, designed by Anna Galuska. A dramatic and vivid deck colored in jewel tones and rimmed in gold. Deceptively simple and almost primal at first glance, the longer you look, the more detail you notice. www.smalltrefl.krakow, krakow.pl, Poland, is where you can buy the deck and give a little back to a country who is giving a lot. All cards are in the reverse today, and we have a gloomy repeat of the Dead Knight card, the Four of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, in the same place, a.k.a. today. The retreat this card represents in the upright is temporary, a rest from battle. The Polski card shows four swords with blue handles forming an orderly pattern that seems to protect a little center of blue and green, a yin-yang symbol, from an electric, staticky field of angry-looking oranges and reds. The Seven of Wands in the past position, or as the situation, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo, in the upright, is very simply the Stand Your Ground card. It's defensive. It's also a card of arms and weapons. Traditionally, the human who must hold his position against the opposition protects his body with a long pole he holds in front of himself, like the kind used in martial arts. In the reverse, we're not putting forth the effort or are overwhelmed altogether or have dropped our guard. Morale is down. The Three of Coins is about teamwork and collaboration. There is a Chinese saying about the strength of a braid being stronger than the individual strands. The exact language I can't remember or find, but the concept is clear. The three people on the traditional card come together to build something of lasting value. On the traditional card, the stone church they're all teaming up to build will last for generations. Only the finest stonemason, architect, and according to the investor, who in this case is the bishop or some cardinal or some religious figure, money is no object. Together they're building something great for the common good, and the document we see them conferring over can be the building plans, blueprints, contract, or a map. In the reverse, everybody is out for themselves or just can't get it together for some reason. Team members or co-workers aren't getting along, and the collaborative energy we'd all benefit from on this card is blocked. The Polish card is very interesting. Three gold medallions line up vertically, which at first glance all look the same, but are not. The one at the top and the one at the bottom are engraved with the coat of arms of the Polska Rzeczpospolita. I'm so sorry about that. I'm sure it sounds really pretty when you say it right. The People's Polish Republic, but the crowned white eagle who proudly spreads its wings on the gold seal is not the same on the middle coin, and the energy of the worm-like, nerve-like green shapes that enter the blue field around the coins all are either emanating or being attracted to the one coin. In the reverse, there is a weak link in the chain of cooperation. Whatever document the three are hammering out, the Morgan Greer card shows a stonemason carving or chiseling under a beautiful, master-crafted stained glass window. These three are not on the same page. Not very encouraging, but on a more mundane level, in any part of a team endeavor, we may not be putting forth as much effort as we should or could be. Or someone, could be us, is not pulling their weight as a member of a group. The Morgan Greer version of this card is more accurate in this interpretation, as we watch the stonemason working alone in semi-darkness. So these cards, while not very welcome or encouraging or comfortable, are beautiful.